Spartans made a number of important promises under the treaty, the so-called Peace of Nicias. For one, they agreed to recognize the integrity of the Athenian Empire. The slogan, freedom of the Greeks, the slogan why the Spartans went to war back in 432 BC, the whole issue of the Megarian Decree, all of that was quietly dropped. Athens and the Athenian Empire was recognized as a legal integrity. Furthermore, the Spartans made certain important territorial concessions. Amphipolis was recognized as an Athenian colony and territory. It was at this moment in rebellion, but the Athenians had the right to take the city back and treat it as it wished. Furthermore, other cities in the Chalcidice that had rebelled were put in the same category, including the city of Scione, which had caused the armistice to break back in 423 BC. In effect, the Spartans signed off on all those cities that had rebelled in good faith when Brasidas had gone up there back in 424 BC to raise those rebellions. The only concession was to Olynthus and her allies, and even there, the Spartans backed off. You remember that Olynthus had been one of the cities that had rebelled and precipitated the war and had set up a federation of cities in the inland districts of the Chalcidice. Olynthus and those cities were recognized as Athenian allies, paying tribute under the old assessment of 477 BC, the original assessment in the Delian League, and Athens had the right to negotiate new treaties with them. Those cities were not forcibly put back under Athenian control, but in effect, Sparta recognized that Athens had the right to bring those areas back into the Delian League and to make whatever terms Athens saw fit. These were major concessions. At the same time, the Spartans agreed to release all prisoners, and also prisoners held by the Boeotians, that is Thebes, taken in the fighting in the later stages of the war, and a fortress in Attica called Panactum, which the Thebans had seized back in 422 BC. These were to be returned. There was one issue that was not raised, and that was the issue of Plataea, the old Athenian ally in Boeotia that was now essentially in Theban control, and the issue was dropped. On the face of it, Athens did very well. Her territorial integrity was intact. The Athenian Empire was recognized. Prisoners were to be handed back. On the other hand, the Athenian concessions weren't that great. They did agree to release the prisoners, and they agreed to evacuate five different ports in central Greece and the Peloponnesus, which the Athenians had seized and used as bases to raid either Spartan or Spartan-allied territories. Foremost among these was Pylos, taken back in 425, and also the island of Kythera off the southern shore of Peloponnesus, which is a Peloponnesian district, a Spartan district. In addition, the Athenians expected that the Spartans would have all of their allies sign to these terms under the Peace of Nicias. And that's where the problems began. The Spartan allies had very little reason to have any interest in these concessions. In fact, they had been essentially ignored. Corinth was completely dissatisfied. Corinthian colonies that had been lost in the northwestern regions were not even mentioned. Corcyra was a democracy allied with Athens. Other allies in the Peloponnesus had suffered grievously from Athenian attacks. Megara still saw its port, Nicaea, in Athenian hands, and nothing was done to compensate the Megarians on any of this. The Boeotians were essentially ignored, and the Boeotians had some minor territorial complaints vis-a-vis the Athenians. Therefore, every significant ally in the Peloponnesian League saw its interests completely overlooked in this treaty. And as a result, many of these allies refused to swear to the oaths. Thucydides tells us this very clearly, that he was at Sparta and saw the swearing of the oaths in Sparta, and there must have been a simultaneous ceremony going on in Athens. And Thucydides reports to us that the Corinthians from the start just absolutely refused to agree to the terms. They were followed by the Megarians, the Boeotians, the people of Elos, Mantinea. We don't know of other states. The only state that probably went along with it was the old Arcadian state of Tegea, Sparta's oldest ally. But in any case, most of the leading members of the Peloponnesian League refused on the spot to sign on to this treaty. And immediately, the Spartans and Athenians pulled a stunt on these allies and concluded, separate from the Peace of Nicias, which was the typical peace treaty signed between two states, as soon as the envoys from the allied states refused to sign on the treaty, the Athenians and Spartans concluded, in the presence of these envoys, apparently, an alliance to last for 50 years. an equal sumachia by Athens and Sparta to agree to protect and defend each other's state against all enemies, domestic and foreign. Well, this was a shock. This was a full military alliance, and what the Spartans in effect told their allies, if you do not play ball with us, we will call in the Athenians and enforce the terms of the alliance on those dissident states who give us any trouble about the Peace of Nicias.